Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 390, up 4.5 on the open. July, 388, up 3.5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 336.5, up 4 on the open. May, 346.5, up 3.25. July, 356, up 2.75. September, 365.5, up 2.25. December, 377.5, up 2 on the open. March corn opened at 216, up 2.75 on the open. May, 225.5, up 2.25. July, 234, up 2. September, 241.5, up 1.75. December, 250.75, up 1.25. March, 257, up 3/4 on the open. March oats open at 192.75, up 2 on the open. May, 185, up 1. March soybeans opened at 573, up 2.75 on the open. May, 582.5, up 1.5. July, 593.5, up 2. September, $6, up 5. November, 603, up 3/4. January, 610, up 2.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 180.60, up 70 on the open. May, 182, up 50. March soybean oil opened at 21.52, unchanged on the open. May, 21.90, up 5. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 113.15, unchanged on the open. March, 111.55, up 10. April, 112.20, down 7.5. February live cattle open at 95, up 5 on the open. April, 93.17.5, down 2.5. February lean hogs open at 57.75, down 2.5 on the open. April, 62.25, up 15. May, 65.60, down 12.5. June, 68.75, down 32.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 79.07.5, down 60 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Join us tomorrow evening at the Vermilion County Farm Bureau office in Danville, Illinois, at 7 o'clock, that's Central Time, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for this meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services, and this man, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, and I had a phone call and of a loyal listener from Wayne City, Illinois, in Little Egypt down there. They listen to WILL, so the big guns of WILL are listened to clear down in Wayne City. So what a compliment it is that the signal goes that far south.
We certainly thank that listener for tuning in. And as we look at the outside markets today, Paul, we see that February gold up $3.90. The silver contracts up 16 and 18 cents, respectively, in the nearby contracts. But and then we turn and take a look to the soybeans, and we see we're rallying up at 5.78 and three, and up 6.75 in the March contract, and 5.98.5. And that's up 7 in the July contract. Those outside markets pushing it higher, and we filled some gaps today, too.
You know, I think the corn and wheat basically stole the show yesterday, and the overflow is occurring. You know, the trend changed from being down to up. It was heavy volume in the corn pits. When the corn went through 208 and three quarters yesterday on very heavy volume, it sent a signal and to the marketplace, and we are seeing short covering. And the bull is in complete charge in the corn and wheat market. The trend is still lower in the soybean complex, but we are seeing short covering. The market's very concerned about weather conditions in the western part of the U.S. and also cold temperatures in the Ukraine and Russia, as well as some dry conditions in Santa Fe province of Argentina.
That December corn contract today, a high of 252.5. That matches the high from 9 September of last year. So it's really pushing up there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's going to be some hedging of new crop corn at 252 to 255 basis, the December contract, all the way up into the 260 area. Our general impression is that the trend here is your friend. The Informa group was talking about smaller acreage being planted here. I don't really agree that it's going to be probably that significant a reduction. I think it was about 3% they were talking about. I'm still looking for something in the neighborhood of probably a million and a half acres and not the 2.5 million that they were talking about. So there is discrepancies here, but let's face it, the market action is your friend, and the trend is higher at the present time. We do hear that there is some scale-up selling both sides of the Mississippi River.
And over in the wheat, we see March now at 339.25, the July 359.25, March high today at $3.40. Of course, the double top sits at the wheat market at 347. Are we going to challenge that? And if we get through that, how much does that help the corn?
Well, the wheat is a very strong commodity at this point in time, and all I can say is that with the growing conditions here, and as well as in Russia having a reduced crop size, it does have some price power. In this new modern era of fund trading and the ability of the funds to buy very large volumes, it is hard to predict just how high it can go. But Glenn Ring is basically saying the corrective phase of the wheat market is over and your trend is higher. I doubt if we're looking at $4 a bushel July wheat at this present time, but if we go into this dry period in the April-May time frame, I think that we could see another leg higher.
I want to go back to the soybeans and be sure I understood what you said. Are you saying that the trend is higher now?
No, the trend is still officially lower in soybeans. It would take a trade of about 585 to 590 level basis, the March bean contract, to turn that commodity from a downtrend to an uptrend. We're basically seeing about 40% of the soybean producing area of Argentina is dry. The private weather people are basically saying there's not much rain for that particular growing area in the near term. China is a very aggressive buyer of world beans. We do look at our bean acreage up, I think, about 5.5% next year. Our general impression, though, is that the carryover is extremely large this year, and the carryover could get even larger next year. So the fundamentals aren't very pretty, but let's face it, we're not that far away from a trend change, maybe 12 cents a bushel. And we all know in the soybean complex, a snap of a finger and a wink of the eye, and we can be through that.
Paul, talk to you tomorrow night in Danville.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027.
Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 390 up 4.5. March wheat Chicago, 339.25 up 6.75. March corn, 216.75 up 3.5. March beans, 578.25 up 7. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.